want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Tonse Alliance says it remains strong despite PF exit. Informal sector backs Occupational Health and Safety Act but seeks business relief. And in global news, Haiti's crisis deepens after Transitional Council votes to oust Prime Minister. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Tonse Alliance Interim Chairperson Dr. Danny Pole says the Alliance continues to command a large following and strong national support heading into this year's general elections despite the expulsion of the Patriotic Front PF from the grouping. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Pole explained that the Alliance is made up of several political parties and movements that continue to mobilize their supporters across the country, noting that the absence of the PF has not weakened the Alliance's support base. Dr. Pole further stated that the Edgar Lungu political movement remains the largest bloc within the Alliance, providing significant grassroots presence and organizational capacity nationwide. He adds that Alliance member parties continue to grow their membership and remain focused on national interests, including presenting a strong presidential candidate for the 2026 elections.
What we have is the largest movement, which is the ECL political movement. Our political parties haven't just been idle in terms of membership. We have membership, the CDP, the FDD, and to mention ZMDMP, the Zambia Must Prosper Party, and others. We have the numbers. Above all, what we are doing is in the interest of the nation. The demands of the people that we need to have a flag carrier in the 2026 presidential election.
The Alliance for Zambian Informal Economy Associations has expressed strong determination to fully support and implement the Occupational Health and Safety Act in the informal sector. Association Secretary General Lamek Kashua says the association is committed to ensuring that traders understand and comply with the law, which is meant to safeguard the health and safety of all workers across the country. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kashua, however, notes that while traders desire to uphold health and safety standards, the prevailing cost of doing business in the informal sector has become increasingly unbearable, making it difficult for many traders to invest in protective equipment and safer working conditions. He is urging government to address the growing trend of businesses maintaining or increasing prices despite the strengthening of the kwacha, warning that this practice undermines economic fairness and denies citizens the real benefits of a stable and appreciating currency. The call comes in the wake of President Hakainde Hichilema's recent assent to the Occupational Health and Safety Bill into law, aimed at strengthening the enforcement of labor regulations and ensuring that the health and safety of all workers, including those in the informal sector, are protected.
Very cardinal to every worker or to everyone, no matter you are working at home, no matter where you are, it's your own work or you are working for someone, health and safety paramount in the working environment. So we cannot even talk about it, we want it or we don't want it or would want to be enforced. This is something that should be extended to everyone and be enforced that it is workable and it is implemented. So the issue of work and the safety, health and safety is also very much paramount.
The Ministry of Tourism has condemned the assault and obstruction of wildlife police officers during a law enforcement operation in Sikongo District, Western Province, which has led to the arrest of six individuals. According to Principal Public Relations Officer Nelly Banda, the officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife were on 13th January 2026 deployed in the Upper West Zambezi Game Management Area in Chumbula Chiefdom, following intelligence reports of suspected illegal timber harvesting and wildlife poaching involving armed individuals and foreign nationals. In a statement, Ms. Banda explains that during the operation, the officers who were supported by community scouts were confronted by a group of community members armed with various weapons. She says the group attempted to forcibly remove the officers from the protected area, leading to a confrontation, and in the process, one wildlife police officer was assaulted, while there were also attempts to disarm officers of their firearms, thereby creating a serious threat to public safety and the lives of the officers involved. Ms. Banda adds that reinforcements were later deployed to restore order and that six suspects were arrested and have since been charged with assaulting a public officer and obstructing wildlife police officers in the execution of their lawful duties. Dollar City Council has warned property owners who failed to take advantage of the 2025 amnesty on property rates that enforcement measures are now in effect. Dollar City Council Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mshota says the local authority last year publicized the amnesty three times, offering ratepayers a 50% discount on outstanding balances to boost revenue collection and provide financial relief. Ms. Mshota, however, notes that despite the initiative, some property owners ignored the opportunity, a situation the council says continues to affect service delivery. She explains that non-payment of property rates hampers essential services such as waste management, pothole patching, and the rehabilitation of public infrastructure, including public toilets, and has disclosed that the council has since engaged the undersheriff to enforce court orders against defaulting rate payers.
So the non-payment of property rates continues to hamper efforts by us as in Dollar City Council to provide these various services. In order for us to enhance the collection of revenue, we continue to undertake various measures to collect this money that is owed to us, including engaging the bailiffs. However, the council is still available to property owners willing to engage and make payment plans. For those that do not engage us and make these payment plans and make these payments, we will engage the bailiffs.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed claims that voter registration will be reopened to register new voters, saying the false and misleading claims appear to stem from notices issued by local authorities regarding the hiring of motor vehicles. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga has clarified that these notices relate solely to logistical arrangements for the inspection of the provisional register of voters, which is provided for in the 2026 general election roadmap to allow registered voters to inspect and verify their details on the provisional register of voters and will not involve new registration of voters. Ms. Luhanga has also dismissed claims that the inspection of the provisional register of voters is targeted at specific districts earmarked for delimitation as entirely false and unfounded, stating that the inspection will be conducted in all polling stations in the 116 districts. She has urged members of the public to disregard these falsehoods and rely on official communication channels for accurate and verified information. You are listening to Phoenix FM Main News. We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online.
In global news, Haiti's long-running political crisis has deepened after the country's transitional presidential council announced it had voted to fire Prime Minister Hailitsa Didier Fuse Aime